the OTB Podcast Network.
Let's turn our attention to the Irish footballers who need a big summer. It's been one of those years where there hasn't been a big year from many Irish footballers, particularly those who were attached to Premier League teams. And we were doing this list over the last few days and it was like, they're still at that Premier League club even though they haven't played for them or they're currently on loan somewhere else. You've been doing a lot of work on this, Owen, and this is not a very pretty list for Stephen Kenny at the moment.
Not when it comes to the senior players. So this morning anyway, we might try and do this over the course of the next few days, is to go through some of the players who are going to be in and around Stephen Kenny's squad over the next few years. There's a lot of young players, a lot of players who've come through the academy, who are playing under-23s football around the Premier League, that the future looks really bright on. We'll get to that another day. This is about the stalwarts of Irish football, or those that have been stalwarts of Irish football for the last 5 years or more. And one place you wanted to start is at Everton and at Seamus Coleman's door. The contract for life that Carlo Ancelotti has spoken about with regards to Seamus Coleman. I did not have this guy on the list as a man who had an important summer. I'm not going to
lie. Show me the money. That's all I'm saying, Carlo. Show me the money. So we were talking about this on the show yesterday. Who was the man of the match and blah, 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 Calvert-Lewin or whoever. And Ancelotti comes out and goes, no, no, man of the match was Seamus Coleman, right? Coleman has been excellent when he's been fit this year. And look, he's at that stage of his career where it's very unlikely he's going to move at this point. Many people would say, why would you bother moving? But if you think back to some of those great careers that weren't in the end one club careers, where at the end of it, somebody had a year or two, like a Frank Lampard, for example, who was a one club man, essentially, that's what people think about. And then they forget about the fact that he goes to City for a season, then he goes to New York for a while. Maybe Seamus Coleman thinks down the line, actually, it would be no harm for me to have other experiences of other clubs if I'm going to go into club management, because I don't know, maybe coaching and management is not part of his future. Maybe the family move back to Donegal and they just have the time of their lives and he becomes involved in the Gaelic football team in Killybegs or the Donegal inter-county setup. Who knows what the future holds for Seamus Coleman? I hope it is centrally involved in running Irish sport. But if Everton are going to actually give him all the money that he deserves, then why not play a season for somebody else? And if you're one of those top teams, Coleman's performances at right back, at right wing back, as the third man in a three-man defence, would suggest that he could legitimately hold his own or play a role for almost any team in the Premier League. Mm. Would Man United not be happy having him as the third man in a trio of central defenders, suddenly adding a little bit of pace to the slow coaches beside him, or as the right wing back, or as somebody to teach Aaron Wan-Bissaka this is how you're supposed to play? Right? So Bissaka plays 70% of the games, Coleman plays the other 30%, but suddenly there's strength and depth. And in the big European games, you're like, come on now, Seamus, come on.
That would make sense from Manchester United's perspective for him to play 30% of the games, because I think that's probably all he would get. He's not getting ahead of Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Aaron Wan-Bissaka's had a really good season and he's getting better when it comes to the offensive part of his game. Everton are in eighth at the moment, so you're looking at teams above them in the Premier League if you're Seamus Coleman. You're looking at teams above them that he can actually get meaningful minutes for.
But meaningful minutes, like if you think about that, everybody changes. So like, you know, Chelsea have played Reece James a lot, but not every game.
No.
They've played Cesar Azpilicueta a lot. But like, so yeah. Put him in that Cesar Azpilicueta role, for example. Mm-hmm. Plays a lot of football.
Yeah, like so then he's contending with Cesar Azpilicueta, Reece James.
He's not going to go to Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
But you could put him in the team for that.
But my point is that you have to be looking at, if you're actually making a case for Seamus Coleman to leave
free Everton, transfer essentially, right?
Yeah, then you have to be looking at clubs like, there's only a certain amount of them. Like West Ham maybe is the weakest club above Everton in the Premier League right now. And I mean, they've got right back nailed down this season.
Seamus Coleman would be brilliant at Man City. Seamus Coleman would be brilliant at Manchester United.
But Seamus Coleman is not going to go and not play for next season.
But
like, we're talking about this summer.
He doesn't have to play every minute. That's the thing.
I know, but do you actually think that he is the type of player who's
happy? Could he play 15 games for City or 15 games for Manchester United in big, big games next season? Yes, he could.
But is he going to be happy with that?
Well, I mean, it's a completely different period to your career where you all of a sudden are experiencing what life is like at a super club. So that in the future, when it comes to them making coaching decisions or staff decisions, you're like, I have experience of this, I have seen this, I have worked with the best players in the world. I just think that there's the immediate short term where We have a qualifying campaign coming up, and Seamus Coleman is going to be like our one of our most important players, because he's still going to be one of our best players for the next 3 or 4 years, it looks like, at this stage, right? And he's got the rest of his career and his life to think about after that. And staying at Everton is a really brilliant thing to do. To be a one-club player in the Premier League, obviously he played for Sligo, but that's like a hugely unusual, and the loyalty that he'll have there and the club legend status that he'll have there, I don't think that's going to be damaged if Coleman leaves. And I just think that it would be brilliant for him to explore.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.